As long as that guy has a TV show, my goal is to just take him off the air.
Shut the hell up.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning. Roland.
Tom Jordan, do you hear me?
Yeah, now I do. From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, certainly glad to be with you again. This election is crazy. We're 6 days away, and I swear, Lord, we're going to need Iyanla VanZant to do a new show called Fix My Country. We are all going to need some serious psychotherapy once this thing is over. We've got the FBI all of a sudden open up dormant Twitter accounts. You got WikiLeaks. You got Hillary Clinton out there on the campaign trail. You got sex tapes. Last thing, have you heard any issues lately? I don't quite think so. Shout out to Howard University and NNPA, Tom, for dropping their black voter poll. Talk about the most important issues affecting African Americans. 85% said the economy and jobs, 85% race relations and justice. Income inequality was at 82%. North Carolina is one of the critical issues. We've been talking about this state for months now. And joining us, of course, is Congressman G.K. Butterfield, chair of the Congressional Black Caucus. We talked to him yesterday on TV1. Love to talk to him again today. Congressman Butterfield, how you doing?
Thank you. Good morning, Roland. Good morning, Tom. The eyes of the nation are on my state right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I got to say this here, Reverend William Barber's made this point. I've made it as well. When you look at voter suppression, North Carolina, y'all are the new Alabama. And because the federal appeals court said that when they looked at the voter suppression law that was passed there, they had not seen anything that detrimental since the days of Jim Crow.
Well, Roland, Republicans are trying every trick that they have in their toolbox to disenfranchise African-American voters in this election. But I'm looking at the data right now. African-Americans are turning out in the early vote, and I'm so proud of the turnout that we have, that we're having. We can certainly do better, but right now, we've had 421,000 African Americans to vote early. That's a 22% turnout in this election so far. And if you look at the number of black voters compared to those who are available to vote, it's 27%, and which is equal to the white voter turnout in North Carolina. So we're engaged in this election, unlike any that we've been engaged in since 2008. And I tell you, we're going to have a historic turnout.
But we have seen decreases based upon various analysis in other states like Florida as well. I know for a fact that you and Congressman Jim Clyburn, you were pushing the Hillary Clinton campaign to spend resources specifically on black companies who know how to turn black people out, as opposed to sort of having this general approach also to specifically spend more resources on black television, on black radio, local and national shows, as well as black newspapers and magazines, as opposed to thinking, well, if you advertise in general markets, you'll catch black folks along the way.
Roland, the margin of victory is going to be in the African-American vote, and the Hillary campaign knows it, the DSCC knows it, that's the Democratic Senatorial Committee, they know it. Every politically astute group in America now knows that the way to win this election in close states is a grassroots effort. And so, yes, the Hillary for America campaign is investing heavily in African-Americans get out to vote. And we have a great Senate race here in North Carolina. Not only are we electing a president, but we're trying to take control of the Senate. There are five or six seats in play across the country, and one is right here in North Carolina. We're going to try to take out Senator Richard Burr, and right now we are poised to do that. Deborah Ross is dead even with Richard Burr, and the numbers are growing each day. And so the eyes of the nation are watching us in North Carolina,
and I want to
encourage all of our folk to get out and participate.
Speaking of that, Senator Richard Burr is quoted as saying that he'll ensure that there'll be no Supreme Court justice nominated by Hillary Clinton if she wins. I mean, what's stunning here is that we've had this longest vacancy ever right now with Merrick Garland, and Republicans have consistently said that, well, the voters in November should decide. If the voters in next week decide and the numbers come out and Hillary Clinton wins, what rationale will Republicans have to not even consider a Supreme Court nominee?
Roland, it's called nullification. It's obstruction. And Richard Burr is just reflective of the entire Republican mentality right now in the United States Senate. They want to block any nominee to the court that President Obama or any other Democratic president puts up. Let me put another one on the table for you very quickly. The Eastern District of North Carolina, where I live, has never had an African-American federal court in its history. President Obama nominated a very qualified African-American female during his first term. And you know who blocked it? Richard Burr. Came back in the second term and nominated another African-American, Justice Pat Timmons Goodson, Supreme Court Justice in North Carolina. Who blocked it? Richard Burr. And this is not what I think. This is what I know. He has even acknowledged that he is the reason why these two ladies were not confirmed to the court. This man is about obstruction, and we're going to take him out. And we need every African-American in North Carolina to pay attention, because this is a big deal.
Am I correct that seat has been open for, what, 9 years?
It's been open for more than 10 years.
Wow.
Yes, and President Obama has tried valiantly to get an African-American in that seat. And Richard Burr said, no, if you appoint my buddy down in Wilmington, North Carolina, white guy, white judge, who's actually a decent guy. I've known him for years, but he ain't African-American. And, you know, we said, no, we're going to stay with an African-American female because we've got to diversify the court. And Richard Burr said, well, if that's the way you want to play, I'll use my blue slip and nothing is going to happen.
It sounds like a Mitch McConnell move.
Oh, he's Mitch McConnell on steroids.
Wow.
Senator Richard Burr is a Southern senator who wants to bring back some of the values from the days gone by. And we're going to take him out. Deborah Ross is going to take out Richard Burr, because African-Americans are going to turn out in large numbers and make a very powerful statement. And the trend right now is that we're on target to do that. We've just got to stay engaged in this election and make sure that we have a huge turnout. I like to say a 100% turnout, huge turnout between now and election day.
Congressman, I'm speaking to the Akron NAACP on Sunday for the second consecutive year, and I'm talking about also a what next. If you look at this Howard University NNPA poll talking about these critical issues, let's simply say for right now that Secretary Clinton does indeed get elected. I've made it clear that the focus on November 9th,
yeah,
when it comes to black folks, should be making it perfectly clear when,
yeah,
it comes to forcing these unions to open up these opportunities for African Americans, when it comes to trade jobs, when it comes to income inequality, when it comes to dealing with these brothers and sisters who are in jail, wrongfully convicted, dealing with the issue of criminal justice reform. What are you saying to African Americans that voting is the end of one process and the beginning of another?
Thank you for opening that door, Roland. The Congressional Black Caucus has been anticipating and a Clinton administration, and you are right on it. We have started working with the Clinton transition team. I cannot give you any particulars because that would be inappropriate, but I just want to assure you that under my leadership, the Congressional Black Caucus has been engaged with the Clinton transition team since day one. We are working with them on appointments and personnel, on agency review, and on the development of policy for the first 100, the first 200 days of our administration, and indeed for the next 4 years. So please be assured that the Black Caucus understands your question, and we are ready to work with them to make it a reality, because but for the black vote, Hillary Clinton would not be elected president.
Real quick, Donald Trump has a transition team. Have they reached out to you?
I haven't heard from Donald Trump, and I don't want to hear from Donald Trump. He's disgusting. Yeah.
Well, Congressman, I will say this here. He does have a transition team. I believe they should reach out to the Black Caucus and reach, because the bottom line is this here. If he wins next Tuesday, black folks will hold him accountable as well for our issues.
I promise you, on behalf of the Congressional Black Caucus, we will. And this is the quietest I've ever heard Tom joining. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, sir.
Tom wanted me to do a little work today.
I got it.
It's all good. Congressman D.K. Butterfield, Michelle, appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for all your work, Congressman.
Thank you.
The election is Tuesday.
Bye-bye.
Every vote matters. And like I say, Tom, if you don't vote, shut the hell up.
North Carolina.